This is KERA News. I'm Jeff Whittington. It's hard to dispute that the North Texas economy is booming. Businesses are relocating, construction cranes are everywhere, and tax appraisals are rising. The Texas Association of Realtors reports home values in DFW are up nearly 9% from this time last year. Reverend Gerald Britt is worried about where that leaves folks on the financial edge. He works with the nonprofit City Square, and tomorrow night he'll be part of a panel discussion about access to housing at the Dallas Architecture Forum. Reverend Britt, thanks for being here.
Glad to be here.
How tough is it for someone earning minimum wage or less to find housing in North Texas right now?
Minimum wage or less, it's almost impossible. The average rent in Dallas is over $1,000, so you can't afford that on minimum wage. The challenge that we have is to create more affordable housing options for low-income people and to make it possible for them to at least be able to have a roof over their head.
When you talk about quality, affordable housing, what exactly does that mean?
It is not so much a square footage deal or total cost deal. Generally is defined as housing that is at least, if not less than, a third of a person's income. And people in poverty spend up to 72% of their income on housing, while those of us who are middle income spend about 12%, and I think those who are classified as rich spend about 7%. So that's the discrepancy that we have, that you're spending an enormous amount of your income on housing the less money you make.
I assume that housing costs can be increased if someone's affordable housing isn't near work and they have to pay for transit and they've got to or have a car and
exactly,
all those things.
Exactly. And low-income people tend to have less reliable personal transportation. So that tends to put their jobs in jeopardy if they can't make it because the car breaks down or the bus is late or anything along those lines. They're constantly living on the margins. And so we have to identify ways to really make communities not so much insular, but equally as convenient for people in low-income neighborhoods as they are for people who live in the suburbs.
What are some of the barriers that you see that are in the way of people finding housing? And I'm thinking beyond just the financial barriers.
Right.
What are some of those other barriers?
Poverty is a matter of access and opportunity. And if you don't have access to good-paying jobs, if you don't have access to a grocery store, if you don't have access to certain amenities that provide the choices and options that most of us have, you're limited in all the ways that most of us take for granted.
In a case that started in Dallas, the Supreme Court ruled last year that discriminatory housing practices can be challenged in court without a group having to prove that the discrimination was intentional. And has that decision affected access to housing here in North Texas yet?
The city of Dallas, its Grow South movement, its Neighbor Up initiative, have all been born out of that decision. The real question is, how long is it going to take for them to actually produce the types of housing stock in good neighborhoods that are going to be able to not just answer the lawsuit, but provide an excellent quality of life on the surface? Grow South, Neighbor Up, Neighborhood Plus have all done an excellent job of analyzing the problem. The challenge is making it real. And Dallas has to realize that you can't do this on the cheap. It's expensive to live in poverty. And the city has to realize that.
Do you feel like solutions to the issue start with government, or do they start with developers, or do they start somewhere else?
I think they start with just about all of us. A comprehensive solution has to take the engagement of every system that heretofore, quite frankly, has been involved in taking advantage of the poor. We all have a part to play. And I hope that everybody understands that we've all got to have some kind of skin in the game in order to end this scourge.
Reverend Gerald Britt, thanks again for being here today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.